have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, we're off to the races again. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. You have found indeed the Genesis Frequency. Welcome in again to another episode. And I want to get right into the material today. I'm so happy this dropped in. As I explained on a previous show, I don't script these shows, have anything written, and often I don't have an idea which direction it's going to even go. However, this week, when I'm recording this, it may be a different time and day, and I get all that when you're listening to it, and that's fine. That has no impact on this. However, in my world right here, it is Friday. It's a Friday, and on Monday of this week, which I believe would be episode 9, not sure, I have to count backwards there a little bit, but I started talking about habits. I started talking about those habits that are inefficient, those habits that don't serve us. We call them bad habits, call them whatever you want, but they don't serve our greater good. They don't support our dreams, our hopes, our desires, our wishes, our aspirations, whatever that may be in your world, in your life. So one of the places when we want to move from where we are, when we want to see different results in our lives, is to change the habits that we participate in, either consciously or unconsciously, because we tend to do both. As human beings, some habits are so ingrained that we sometimes don't even realize we're doing. We're saying, yeah, I got to knock that off. I got to quit that. And the next thing you know, we're sitting down there just doing the thing that we promised ourselves we weren't going to do. That's because they're so ingrained. They're so formed in what we are. They created these neural pathways in our brain, and they're just etched in there. And we got to change them. We got to eliminate them, because those habits are the very thing often that is holding us back from getting different results in our lives. So what I had suggested and what I've been working with all week was take an inventory of your habits. And most of them, you know, most of us will come right to mind. Yeah, I know I do this and I got to change that. I got to get rid of it and been trying all my life. Or those little subtle habits that we don't even realize that we participate in day in and day out. I invited you to step back as the observer and be really objective and do an inventory of your activities and see what kind of habits that you participate in every day that really are holding you back. Now, sometimes we have good habits that are productive, that are lending increase and moving us forward to what we want to experience in our lives. So the idea here is to identify the old habit, the habit that we want to get rid of, but knowing we want to get rid of it, throw it away, get rid of it, burn it, destroy it. We want to have something to move into its place. We want to replace it with something. So that leads us to here and now. This has actually turned into a series. Not technically that this is a series up on the shelf and you got to go to it. And I didn't package it that way. It just kind of unrolled that way, because what I started doing was asking, inviting, and coaching you to form a new habit based on principles for attracting and creating wealth. In fact, I'm going down a list of a list of those principles. This list was adapted from 50 Prosperity Classics by Tom Butler Bowden, another prosperity author. And I like his list here, and you can find more extensive stuff on there, I'm sure, if you do a search. But I'm looking at these principles and suggesting that we take one of these principles that really resonates with us. They all should, really. But take one of these principles that really resonates with us and build a new habit around the principle. Sometimes we can make the principle itself the habit. There's a few of them that we shared that can become a new good habit. Like the third one I talked about was embrace clutter-free living and working. That's making a habit of setting an appointment and a schedule with ourselves to always keep our work area clean, our closet area clean, our dresser drawer area clean, our cars free of clutter. So we can make new habits out of that one. Other ones are principles that we can use on a foundation, looking at them and saying, yes, I want to experience and I want to do this, I want to practice this. What's a habit, a good habit, that I can create that supports this? So we have actually 11 more to go here. I've been going down this list of 24, so I'm not going to review all of them because I'd like to get through this list today and in tomorrow's episode. So let's get right into where I left off. And this is number 14 on the list. And all these episodes or this series going through these principles to build new habits upon can be listened to over and over and over again. You can just access the website, thegenesisfrequency.com, and go there and just have a listen and see what resonates with you. Take what you will, take what works, and leave all the rest. All right, number 14, and this is really powerful. This is so important. Whether you're working on changing habits and replacing them or not, this should be always front and center in your mind. Refuse to let fear run your life. Refuse to let fear run your life. If we live day to day making fear-based decisions, we're not going to get anywhere. There will be no growth. There will be no movement. Our results won't change because we're making our decisions basing on the results that we're already immersed in. We're making decisions based on not moving out of our comfort zone. We're making decisions based on fear. So this is one of those that, well, can you build a habit around these? Yeah, you can build a lot of habits around this one, but this is just a really good principle, just to live by. Refuse to let fear run your life. Look fear in the face. What are you here to teach me? Move through it, pass through it. See, often what happens is when we get a new idea in our consciousness, it's great. We got a new idea and we play with it and we reason with it and it just kind of sits there. But once we start attaching that feeling and emotion that, yeah, I want this new idea to be real in my life and move it into the subconscious mind, we start to shift our vibration and we run into that wall of fear. So do not let fear run your life. Next one, do not blame nor complain. Now, so many of us have the habit of doing this, right? The negative Nancy's out there, I guess I should be gender correct or whatever, politically correct, but whatever. But so many of us spend our days, that's all we do, we blame and complain. The first thing we do when we see somebody, we pass somebody in the hallway, we see somebody at the grocery store, we don't know what to talk about. Maybe we're not really good at conversation. Let's get better at conversation, because the first thing out of our mouth is, the prices are so high in this store. Or did you see how rude that lady was at the checkout counter? We just find something, anything to complain. And of course, we blame too, right? Because nothing is our fault. Most of us don't take personal responsibility for our lives, for the results that we're seeing in our lives. So we blame everything around us. We tripped, had nothing to do with our shoe being untied, nope, and had to do with that hole that somebody didn't patch in the parking lot, right? We blame and we complain. So many of us have this habit of doing this all day long, every day. So this is a good one. Do not blame and complain. Turn that into an affirmation. I am not a complainer. I am not a blamer, and I take 100% responsibility for my life and for my results. We can talk more about this one going on. There's a lot of good stuff in here. Next one, 16, is think big. Make it a habit to think big. This is a principle that should be a habit for everyone. We think dreams, wishes, hopes, and desires that are so small. I bump into some people sometimes that their short-term goal, if it's in the morning and I'm talking to them, their short-term goal might be lunch and their long-term goal is dinner. You know, I say that sung in cheek, but it's true. People do not think big. They think, well, I'm really thinking big. I think I am. How are you thinking big? Well, I'm hoping for a 3% raise. Well, that just keeps you even. That's not thinking big. That's not a big dream goal. So think big all the time. Remember, even if you don't hit that, what is that saying? If you don't shoot for the stars, and if you don't hit the stars, at least you'll hit the moon, something like that. 17, handle disappointment well and persist. Hey, we're going to get disappointments in our lives, throughout our lives, all the time. It's just a part of life and living. So let's make a new habit based on this principle. How do we do that? Handle disappointment well and persist. Okay, we get disappointed. It happens. Experience it. Feel it. Allow yourself to have the emotions roll through you. Let them roll in and out of you. But keep going. Absolutely keep going. You didn't get the job. You didn't get the sale. You didn't get the results you were looking for. Persistence. Grab a copy of Think and Grow Rich. Read the chapter on persistence over and over and over again. It'll make a profound difference in your life. Number 18, give yourself permission to take risks. Give yourself permissions to take risks. When we don't take risks, often we're going back to number 14 and we're allowing fear to run our life. We don't take that risk as well, you know, I might run out of money. You know, you're not going to run out of money. More money's always going to be flowing into your life. It has to do with consciousness. You have to get out of that lack and limitation mindset. You have to take a risk to have some growth in your life. You have to dip your toe in the water, but take the risk. Just jump in all the way. Yeah, you'll be cold at first, but you'll be so glad you did, especially now. We got a heat wave going on all over the country. Jump all the way in. Take that risk. Number 19, commit to your dreams. So many people don't commit. They might get to that point where they identify a dream, they write it down, they got that big dream goal on a card. Very, very, very few people do this, by the way. But they don't commit to their dreams. It's a dream, they think about it. I ask the question all the time, every day, what is your big dream goal? And maybe people stop and think about it. Most don't, because they reject it, not thinking it's possible for their lives, or stranger yet, they think it's possible for someone else, but not for themselves. But they don't commit. They think about it. Then they put the dream up on the shelf, and what's even stranger yet, they hop in their car, they get on the transportation system, and they go to work on someone else's dream every single day, day in and day out. 99.9% of the people are going to work on someone else's dream every single day. They call it a job. They call it security because they don't want to take a risk, but they're going to work on someone else's dream. Commit to your dreams. Your dreams should be a priority in your life. Call me. Let's talk about this. This is so important. Don't get to game over like I did. I was given another chance, and I made a decision that I am putting my dreams first. Don't get to the end of the line and say, I didn't live my life. I lived somebody else's or for somebody else's. 20 is love what you do. Love what you do. What is the sense of doing something if you don't love you don't love doing it, if you're not happy doing it, look at around you. Look at all the people that are miserable. Well, I can't love what I do because I got to do this. There's security. No, you got to do this because you don't want to take a risk because you're fear-based living. If you did, if we all did what we love to do, all our needs would be met. Every great teacher will tell you that. Do what you love. Be in service to others doing what you love, and all your dreams will come true. And we have four more that we're going to leave for tomorrow. We're running out of time for today. I really love these last few episodes that I've been sharing with you. These are change makers. These are different makers in your life, in my life. I have stuff come up for me too as I'm going down this list, and hopefully you see some things in there for you that can really make a difference in your life. That's what this show is all about, the Genesis Frequency, affirming our good, moving into the life that we would love to live, satisfying any inner longing and discontent, discerning what those desires are calling us to be, do, and have, and stepping into more. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency and Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Don't forget to leave me a comment. Don't forget to reach out, call, email, text, message, messenger. I see it all. And schedule a consultation with me to talk about your dreams. Stop living for someone else's dreams, and let's have a conversation about your big dreams. If you can tell me what it is, I can show you how you can get it, because it's all by law. Stephen J. Kuzmina, the Genesis Frequency.